It is the State Capitol Report on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Governor's Task Force on Broadband Access, they are out with their third annual report. We get an update on how high-speed internet access is being deployed in our state at a time of $1 billion flowing in from federal aid targeting underserved areas. Call in to raise a question, add a comment at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Chris Meyer is chair of the Governor's Task Force on Broadband Access. Chris, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Well, thank you. And good morning, Kate.
Good morning. So the task force notably shortened its goals for providing high-speed broadband services to all homes and businesses. Why move up the deadline by a few years?
Well, you know, the changes that were made in some of those recommended goals, both for speed and for line, were really done to be consistent with federal goals and standards. So it was about consistency more than it was just changing dates.
And the federal government announced that Wisconsin expecting to receive more than $1 billion in funding to support broadband infrastructure. What is your reaction to that?
Well, it's awesome. $1 billion certainly is going to go a long, long ways towards connecting internet or internet for all across the state of Wisconsin. And, you know, that $1 billion didn't happen by accident. Well, we expected somewhere between $800 and $1.1 billion. Getting close up into that target was really the result of the work of a lot of folks across the state. Certainly the broadband office from the Public Service Commission, they had submitted hundreds of thousands of challenges to locations on the new FCC maps that allowed us to have additional sites identified as being underserved or unserved would increase that allocation. And people across the state of Wisconsin who went through the broadband maps for the FCC website, I'm sorry, the FCC website for broadband maps to look at what was being offered at their home. And when it wasn't right, they issued a challenge saying, hey, this is right. That led to more locations being identified and getting a true picture of what our broadband access is in Wisconsin so we could maximize those federal dollars coming in.
So the federal government is requiring a five-year action plan outlining how to distribute this funding, plan due next month. How is the task force approaching the mandate?
Well, you know, the task force role is to provide guidance to both the broadband office and the legislature. And that's what we've been doing over the last 3 years. You know, with $1 billion coming in, certainly there's a lot of concern about how we make sure we manage that money and get the most bang for the buck. As that money to come in, there will be additional rules issued regarding, timelines issued regarding how that will be applied for. But with $1 billion coming in, my major concern is to make sure that we're distributing that money in such a way that first and foremost, reaching those people who are unserved or underserved. That's our target in the broadband or in the BEAD award. We also want to make sure we're doing so in a way that doesn't create any inflationary pressures, right? We're going to have $1 billion coming to the economy. We need a workforce to deploy this broadband. We need to make sure people are adopting broadband once it's made available at their homes. So we want to make sure that we're putting rules and guidelines in place as we release that money to make sure we're maximizing the use of it. There's nothing worse than deploying a bunch of money into the market and then having a stellar return on the investment.
And BEAD program, standing for Broadband Equity Access and Deployment, which is where this funding is coming from. So will the work of providing high-speed internet continue after the task force disbands? And I know I'm looking down the line here, but what is that path forward?
Well, you know, getting broadband deployed across the state of Wisconsin is our primary goal. And that's going to take several years, even with the BEAD funding coming in, because it is such a large allocation of funding. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't stop there. We need to continue to move what we deploy for broadband, even with the increased speed standards that you mentioned before. Let's say we got everybody to 100 megabit download by 20 megabit upload speeds. 5 years ago, that's not going to be sufficient. We're going to have to move those goals again. There's going to be a need to continue to maintain this infrastructure once it's in place. Again, that's underscoring the needs of one of the goals in the task force was to make sure we're developing a workforce to support the initial deployment of BEAD, but also the ongoing support and maintenance of the infrastructure that we're going to be putting in place. And so the broadband task force, you know, I'm not sure how long they will be in place. The governor did reestablish the broadband task force this past January. We'll certainly continue to, and I'm speaking for, I guess I can't speak for all volunteers on the broadband task force. We'll continue to volunteer my time until we've achieved internet for all across the state of Wisconsin.
And we are actually perhaps hearing that as we miss some words with our connection with Chris Meyer. You can join in the conversation about broadband access, the governor's task force on broadband access. It's Chair Chris Meyer here, unpacking efforts to expand access and affordability of high-speed internet across our state. The plan moving forward, the federal government boosting it with their $1 billion allocation. And you can join in with your thoughts. Call in with a question. Share thoughts at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. This is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network. It is a State Capitol Report on the Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Governor Tony Evers says in a statement, the Task Force on Broadband Access has played an important role in the state's ongoing efforts to bridge Wisconsin's digital divide. We dig into their third report. You can call in with a question at 800-642-1234. Chris Meyer chairs this task force. Chris, prior to Governor Evers signing the state budget this month, we talked with Republican State Representative Mark Bourne, who co-chairs the legislature's budget committee. And the committee had rejected, as you know, the governor's proposal to set aside $750 million in state funding for high-speed internet expansion. Here's Bourne.
I think both the several hundred million dollars that the state's got in the system already, as well as the what it looks like will be over $1 billion of federal money, will certainly address what we could possibly build out in the next couple of years.
Do you agree there with Representative Bourne that between existing state and the federal funding, there's more than enough funding to accomplish what is possible in broadband infrastructure?
Yeah, I think the key piece here is what is it going to take to really provide internet for all across the state of Wisconsin, and how much of that can we do in the next few years? And I would agree that over the next few years with the BEAD funding, $1 billion, probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 4 to 5 years to expend that funding. And as was pointed out, existing funding available in state budgets already, there's a lot to be done in that time. And that likely will tax our workforce and some of our ability to get this this infrastructure deployed. However, long term, I think we're going to need to have continued investments in broadband in order to meet the needs of the residents of the state of Wisconsin and truly get it for all to everyone. We're going to need to continue to push that limit, push forward with more infrastructure. And like I said before, this infrastructure isn't timeless. Once it's installed, it needs maintenance, it needs support, and it's going to need ongoing upgrades. So I have no doubt that there'll be additional state funding needed in the next 2 to 5 years. I do agree there's a lot of funding coming in that's going to allow us to accomplish more than we've accomplished in the last decade in expanding broadband across the state of Wisconsin.
Let's turn to maps. The Federal Communications Commission manages maps showing broadband access around the country. The task force's newest reports say the FCC's maps show broadband access has improved and worsened. What has changed?
Well, with the maps, the main piece that has changed is that in the past, the FCC maps were allocated down to the census block. So if you think about a country mile, somebody living on one corner of a country mile census block had internet access, the whole block showed that internet was available in that area. And we know that there's people who, neighbor who has internet, but they can't get it, even in the let alone in the country. New FCC maps are allocated down to the physical address. So you can go map and see a dot with your house, and it will tell you exactly what services are available there. So much more granular maps. The other big improvement was that I could go into those maps and look at my home or a friend's home or and tell them kind of what service they might have in their area. But now if there's incorrect information, we can challenge that.
you can challenge incorrect information when you drill down into that map. Yes. And that's where you say that the Public Service Commission offered hundreds of thousands of map edits.
That's correct. And, you know, we ended up somewhere in the neighborhood of 450 to 500,000 served or underserved identified locations throughout Wisconsin that increased that funding to the $1.5 billion we received.
Why is it difficult to understand which parts of the state have access to high-speed internet and which don't?
You know, for the longest time, the way that we relied on knowing where we had service was from internet service providers, which, of course, there are lots of different internet service providers. There's also some difference between what they're offering and what the consumer is actually receiving. We've had some audio problems this morning. I have really good, robust internet access at my house, megabit access.
Not this morning.
Sometimes we have problems with it. So, you know, one of the things that we think is important moving forward too is that we start to think about ways that we can measure quality internet service with more than just upload and download speeds, latency, quality of service, things like we're experiencing here this morning with my internet connection. Very good connection, meets all the requirements of broadband, but we had a few issues.
Let's take a call. Paul joining us from Shell Lake. Paul, what's on your mind?
Hi, yeah. My comment was sort of related to what you're experiencing this morning. But we had an upgrade in our area about 5 years ago. And so I noticed our service is highly variable. We'll be in like the kilobytes at some times, but we will get spikes up to like 2 megabytes, 5 megabytes for brief periods. I'm wondering what they're using as a way of evaluating these projects. Is it the average, or are they going by these rare spikes? Because our service is slightly better, but it's still not really what you're looking for in, you know, broadband service.
Yes, there isn't that consistency and reliability. Chris, what are your insights there?
You know, there's variability depending on the internet service provider. Certainly, the speeds that they offer are listed as the maximum speeds that they can provide at your location. So in my case, 300 megabit by, I believe, 15 megabit. So they're looking more at those spikes, generally speaking. Now, that may be different for your ISP or other ISPs, but that's an important point. We need to know what you can reliably expect to receive at home. This, as an example with me, again, I'm receiving great bandwidth, but I'm not getting great performance. And so how do we make sure that we're monitoring all of those things to provide better feedback both to the ISP as well as so that the consumer knows what they should be expecting? If you go back 2 years, I believe in the broadband task force, we had made a recommendation that on your broadband bill, much like your utility bill, you get more information, including what we called a broadband nutrition label, something that would some additional metrics like how many minutes were you up or down, or how many minutes was your internet out for the month? What was your average latency? That's the time that it takes the signal to get from your house to wherever it's going and can create these audio problems that we've had this morning. What was your ping rate? Again, different metrics that can help you determine how good of quality your internet service is. And then expect those internet service providers to really adhere to those standards that they're selling the service on. And most do a very good job across the state of Wisconsin. But when there's failures, it's really important and it's frustrating for people who are consumers to not get the service they expect.
The task force recently completed a statewide listening tour on broadband access. What stood out to you? What did you learn?
Well, you know, I think the message from all of the listening tours is we still have a ways to go. There are still stories across the state about people who can't conduct a Zoom meeting in their home and have to get in their car and go to the top of the hill down the road where they can get a cellular signal and have a Zoom meeting from their car. You know, during the pandemic, which does seem like it was quite a long time ago now, but we had kids in school buses where we were able to provide internet access and a hotspot on a school bus because they have internet access at home. I think the other thing that's important to remember is that deploying internet and getting people to adopt it, meaning purchase it and use it, requires that it be affordable. We can make everybody have access, but we also have to make sure that they can afford it. And if they can't afford internet access, then we're really not accomplishing a whole lot. And that's a key part of what the Broadband Task Force has been talking about here is access and affordability.
Chris, thank you so much for joining us.
I appreciate it. And I'm sorry, I had some internet problems.
Chris Meyer, that's all right. Chris Meyer, chair of the Governor's Task Force on Broadband Access. We have a link to its 2023 report. That's at WPR.org/mornings. This is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.